Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena Suri, how are you today?
Morena Rachel, I'm pretty good, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad, actually. Not too bad. I'm excited about the book we're chatting about today, because we actually had the author on the show on Thursday. Who and what are we talking about, Suri?
I'm really excited too. I'm a really big fan of Sam Tucani's work, and today I'll be reviewing his new collection of short erotic fiction, Please Call Me Jesus. I'm sure a lot of your listeners will be like a little bit familiar with Sam. He's also a contributor to Metro, the spin-off, and he had this really great sex show on Vice New Zealand. And this collection of short fiction is so clever and dark, and it's just constantly like reminding you of how freaky and weird and intelligent Sam's brain is. It's really great.
Awesome.
So the first story is called Good Boy. And it follows a man in his 40s whose wife is away for the week for work, and he gives his son a sleeping pill so that he can carry out his like queer submissive fantasies. I think in a lot of these stories there's like this really interesting sort of grating between like the absurd, the really darkly funny, and then like the genuinely just dark and bleak. It's so good. And in the second story, it's about this woman who loses her husband and becomes obsessed with like this online world building game called The World, and she's like filled with this sort of moral rigidness and this religious purpose, and she like really wants to build a church in this kind of like chaotic landscape of this like world building game. It's so good. It's like every story kind of looks at like how you know, in this like in this quiet suburban banality, there's this hidden lurking desire and kink in the shadows, and he kind of explores that in such different ways in each story, but in like, yeah, profoundly funny and like really provocative ways. Could I read like a little bit out?
Depends on how X-rated it is, but I trust you, Suri, so go for it.
Okay, thanks. I promise this is not super X-rated. So this is in the second story, and this is following the woman who's building this church. First, the basics. It needed to be a material reflection of her love, of her swollen feelings for Christ, whose perfection was a garland to Sharon's life, a brook of sweet waters, a salve to the scrapes and bumps of Satan's boorish tug, harbinger of everything bad. While she worked that morning, avatars gathered, sipping digital matcha smoothies and wearing gleaming liquids that pulsated round their limbs in gravity-defying swathes. I'll stop there, but his descriptions are really good.
His descriptions are, and I think that's a good passage though, because it does show how, I mean, Sam's got a really strong like tone in the way that he writes. It's, you can always hear Sam's voice in the stories, and so much of that is humor, and humor in that like true way that humor is often used to bring in a darker idea or a sort of gorier sort of concept or something, in veiled in this sort of humorous kind of goofy eroticism almost.
Totally. It's like, yeah, it's like goofy, slightly absurd eroticism. It's like, at the same time as it's like, I guess like exploring how like fetish and kink, I guess, is also like a part of everyone's fantasy to like varying degrees. It's also like exploring like the really like individually bizarre ways that it kind of manifests itself in people's lives. He's really observant, I think, and it comes across in his writing really strongly.
So this is a short collection, so you can grab this and race through it in an afternoon if you feel like it, and it is out now. Tell us a little bit about who published it and where we can get it from, Suri.
Oh, yeah. Published by a really fantastic independent publisher, which is started by Dominic Hoey and... I'll just double check who the second person is. Sorry, I'll put it in the link. But it's a really fantastic independent press who publishes a lot of like local Kiwi authors. And I'd really recommend checking out some of the other books that they have on their site, like National Anthem by Muhammad Hassan and I Thought We'd Be Famous by Dominic Hoey. I think most independents are stocking this. You can definitely get it at Time Out and Unity Books, and I'm sure there'll be lots of others too.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for bringing Please Call Me Jesus by Sam Tucani in this morning. Suri, I hope you have a lovely rest of your day.
You too, Rachel. Thank you.
Ka kite.
That was Loose Reads.
With